It's getting me a 1.32.
So you're actually positive on that.
Yeah, I'm spending about 14,000 a day on that funnel. So it's churning. Like, dude, we're spending a ton of traffic on that because I'm targeting real business owners who have high ticket, who want to bolt on low ticket to their business.
Unlock the secret sauce of millionaire entrepreneurs. This is your exclusive VIP pass to the hidden world of the ultra successful business owners. I'm Chad Kaderi, CEO of DashClix, and welcome to Behind the Revenue. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Behind the Revenue. We have my good friend, Jason Wojo. Now, Jason, I've been seeing your ads literally everywhere online. It's almost like you don't leave me alone. I don't know if your remarketing game is just next level or your ad budget is insane. But before we get started and talk about all those things, just give a quick context to the viewers. Who are you? What do you do? And then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, man. So thanks for having me. My name is Jason Wojo. I'm a nine-figure marketer. I run Wojo Media. I also run Scale Your Ads, which is going to be one of the biggest event spaces for advertising and just paid traffic in general for business owners. We've spent over 30 million on ads, done 125 million online. We work with 90 plus niches and verticals, and I've been running Wojo Media now for 6 years. We specialize in, you know, paid traffic conversion, back-end systems, KPI-driven strategies, and yeah, man, and also really good irresistible offers.
So I see, and I'm gonna kick things off here with something that I personally saw, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. I actually bought it because I'm the type of person that just buys everything.
Dude, I saw my phone. I know you bought the low ticket stuff, and I saw it.
I bought it. I was like, fuck it, dude. I'm just going to go through it and see what the hell this is. Cause I do low ticket offers too. So I was like, you know, maybe I'll learn something that I don't know. And I learned a lot. It was actually great. Right. So it was, I don't know, it was like 17 bucks or 20 bucks or some shit like that. I forgot what it was, but I ended up seeing your ad and you were following me around for a long time, you know, and I bought it and I was like, screw it. I'll see it. And I watched it and it was really cool. So can you walk me through like the whole concept? Cause I want to add some context for the viewers of, why are low ticket offers better than other ad strategies out there?
Yeah. So when I look at low ticket, I look at like, what is a self-liquidating funnel? Like when I'm running anything, I want to be able to have the ad spend pay for someone to book a call. Because a lot of people run free lead magnets. They run book call funnels. They run application funnels. Like, dude, you're not getting anybody to commit to you. So I'd rather sell them a $7 ebook, a $17 starter kit, a $27 mini course, so that if they buy something, they go through upsells and downsells, they might be activated even more, and then they wind up booking a call, so they're higher quality. Your show rates go up. You don't need to do so much follow-up to get them to show up because they're attaching their purchase to the call because you're adding the call as a bonus. And like your close rates are higher because people buy stuff on low ticket and then they're like, oh, I don't want to do it. I just want you to do it for me. And that's honestly where it's crushing for people.
What's the best low ticket offer you have right now?
The best one is the low ticket starter kit. Just teaching the people how to do it. Like that one, we've gotten 19,000 people to buy that. So that one is
what, like, was it? 17 bucks or something like that?
Well, my AOV on it is like $130. So it's done almost $3 million already.
By the way, you have like, I don't think I've seen the amount of upsells in a funnel, upsells and downsells in a single funnel. I thought I was fucked up in the head because I have like multiple upsells in my funnels. But dude, you're like, I'm going through the funnel and you're like, do you want to buy this? It's 99 bucks or whatever. And I'm like, no. You're like, are you sure you don't? Next page. You sure you don't want to buy this? I'm going to give it to you for $80. I'm like, no, dude. Next page. Are you 100% sure you don't want to buy this? I'm going to give it to you for 50 bucks. I'm like, no. And you're like, next page. Fuck it. I'm giving it to you for free. I'm just kidding. But like, dude, you had so many. And I thought that was creative because most people, that's where they lose money.
People think that that's pushing people away. And I'm like, dude, if are my buyers, they're going to keep buying because second money is the easiest.
Yeah, dude, we have a similar offer. We didn't do that much because we didn't run it for a long time. We probably ran it for like maybe 6 months. It was called Agency Launch Secrets. I think the front end was 29 bucks. And then we had three, or we had order bumps and then three one-time offers, you know, as you enter the funnel with downsells and stuff like that. I think our average cart value on that was like $90-something. We ran that for, I don't know, like 6 months or so. But what we found out was a lot of people that bought that, at least for our industry, because we work with marketing agencies at Dashlix, a lot of people that bought that, it was attracting almost the wrong audience for us, because we were teaching people how to start a marketing agency in that program. And then they would spend, you know, whatever, $90 on average with us, right? And then they would come into our world, and then they wouldn't really spend much else, because they like, they're at the beginning phases, and like, we do white label fulfillment and software for marketing agencies. So like, they have to actually get a client in order to work with us, right? Or they have to actually like become a real agency to start, you know, shelling out money, paying for software and stuff like that, right? So when we looked at the LTV long term, we just realized like, we were kind of like, we weren't even, to be honest, to be frank, the funnel did okay, but it didn't wash out. And that's my next question for you. Are you completely washing your ad spend? Because our return on ad spend from that, or our liquidation for that, was like 60%. We were losing 40% on that
funnel. Yeah, so the way I look at it is, as long as I'm getting a 0.8 or higher, then I'm happy, because you should be able to make through the 20% off the high ticket or LTV through book calls or your high ticket stuff. So like,
what's that funnel getting you? The one that you said is crushing it.
It's getting me a 1.32. So
you're actually positive on that.
Yeah, I'm spending about 14,000 a day on that funnel. So it's churning. Like, dude, we're spending a ton of traffic on that, because I'm targeting real business owners who have high ticket, who want to bolt on low ticket to their business. Like,
so you see, you have a way wider range than us, and I think that's what I really like about your business model. You're not targeting like marketing agencies or plumber. You know what I'm saying? You're going after just like, who's your targeting on that 14K?
Basically just anybody who's an entrepreneur and wants to sell digital products, yeah, or their current high ticket business owner that wants to sell low ticket. But here's the thing, dude, is that if I was in your position, dude, for a low ticket, I would run something like, hey, here's the exact cold chat script that I use to close deals, or here's the exact SOPs that I use, or like something like that, where it's an agency owner who like wants good systems and wants good backend because they're already doing fulfillment. So like, gotcha. If I'm a marketing agency owner and I want to download SOPs for $27, $37, it means that I'm running fulfillment. It means that I have a team. Then they're going to buy your fulfillment stuff on the backend.
Here's a problem with that. When you look at the agency market, we service a lot of agencies. We have a lot of data to back up this claim. 10% of them are actual, what we call real agencies. 90% are startups in the process of taking a course or just took a course, right? They don't even have clients yet. If they do, it's under 3, right? So it's like, those are like kind of like the newbies, right? And then there's like the 10%. In order for us to have a scalable ad campaign, this is where we always have issues when we run ads. It's like, we'll run ads, we'll start it, we'll scale it up to like $500 a day. The second we start going past that, the agency bucket is not wide enough in order to spend 14K a day on ads. You see what I'm saying? And if it is, it's not 14K a day, because the frequency would go.
Yeah, I mean, the most I think that you'll be able to spend is like maybe 2 to 3.
Dude.
Not so even, like, here's the thing too, is
we
like,
go over 500, it's like, everything goes down.
The other thing that I would really recommend is like doing a challenge, like 5 clients in 5 days challenge.
We just did a funnel freedom challenge. We had like 20 speakers we brought on. There was
sick.
1200 registrations. And I think we had like 500-600 people live that actually showed. And then obviously, you know, the replay went out. That was cool, but it was very similar to, if you have ever seen ClickFunnels, which I'm sure you have, they have the One Funnel Away Challenge, or the new one, which is the, I forgot what it's called, something funnel challenge, another fucking funnel challenge that they have, right? It's the same.
Yeah, dude, they got this linchpin thing now.
Now they have a linchpin thing, yeah. So for us, you know, we modeled it very similar to that, because we did it right when we launched our funnel builder. We have a funnel builder inside of Dashlix, so very similar to ClickFunnels, right? It can do the same thing as ClickFunnels plus more. We have a bunch of shit too. So we did the funnel freedom challenge, and I'll talk to you about like the outcome and the sales and stuff like that, because we're very open with the numbers. I really don't care. The live version went good. I think we sold the $9.97 course, plus we had some OTOs and shit when you went in the funnel. I think average cart value on that was like $1,300, something like that, as people were going through it. I think we maybe sold like $40K or $50K worth of that product on the live event. And then when we tried to, we basically, what we did was, here was a strategy, and it didn't really work out that good, and I don't know why, but what we did was we took that, when we did the 5-day challenge, we originally did it not to really create revenue on the live event. We wanted to have something that was automated, right? So we took that live challenge and we plugged it into webinar fuel or challenge fuel, right? Mm-hmm. We plugged it, we did a 5-day challenge, and we pretended that it was live. It was all like orchestrated as if it was live, right? Which it looked perfect when you were coming in. We started running ads, and we actually started running ads more broad to any business, right? Because we just wanted to see, like, if we widened up a little bit, could we get people to just use our funnel builder? And if so, great, right? So we widened up. We had a shit ton of people started registering. We were getting opt-ins for free on the Funnel Freedom Challenge for, I want to say, on average, between $5 and $10, which is like a normal, you know, webinar opt-in, yeah, or challenge opt-in. Yeah. It's pretty normal, right? Problem is the show-up rate on that. When we did it, when we originally ran it, just for context, you would hit the landing page and it would start every Monday. So every Monday it would just refresh and you'd have to wait. So if you signed up, you know, for viewers watching this, if you hit the landing page on like a Tuesday, you literally have to wait a whole week until the challenge starts, right? We ran that for like 30 days. We probably spent like $10,000. On as just kind of testing it out before we scaled it up. What we realized was the show rate was like 15%. It was trash, dude. Yeah. It was really, really bad. Then what we did to play around with it even more is we're like, okay, well, we don't want to just drop this thing. Let's actually make it so it's not live. It's almost like a pre-recorded thing, so people didn't feel like it was like we were lying to them, right? And then what we did was we did it on demand. So you would literally register and you would go straight in, like from the registration page, you'd click fucking go, and you're right there in day one of the challenge live in a browser, not in the mobile app. The mobile app sucks for webinar fuel. It does not work. I know they say it works. It does not work. I'm good friends with Anthony Morrison. I can tell him too. It does not work, right? So do not send people to the mobile app. We tried it. It's the app, sorry, not mobile app. They say that it increases sales. It doesn't, unfortunately. We've tried it. We tested it on multiple different campaigns. Sending people straight to the browser in Instant was good because at that point, we took out the show-up rate issue because we had 100% show-up rate. People were literally jumping right in. The problem then we experienced is the 5-day challenge, right? So people have to keep coming back. And in challenge fuel, if they register, so here's where things got even more confusing. If they register at like 1 in the morning, right, because maybe they were home fucking watching TV and at 1 in the morning they registered, the next day challenge was at 1 in the morning for them. So it's like it was a 24-hour gap. That's how webinar fuel – you have to like set a standard time frame of – so we ran that for a couple of weeks. We had a couple of sales, but we lost revenue on the challenge. So now what we did is we stopped running ads to it. I'm sure we will, but – we just wanted to focus on some other things that we were doing. So we stopped. We kind of pulled the cord, pulled the plug, whatever, on ads. And now we just have the challenge like in our school community. We give it away for free for people that sign up to Dashlix. Like we do. We use the content wisely, and it just generates us organic sales. But for ads, it was really hard for us to scale it. And I know you're an ads master. After hearing all of that, what would you do if this Funnel Freedom Challenge was yours? Because it's fire, dude. And we had like 20 really high-level speakers.
I mean, the thing that I'd say first is like, if everybody who was a signee had a touch point and there were better systems, then it would probably convert better. So like, yeah, you had 20 speakers and that's cool. But when someone signs up, like, does a setter call them? Are they getting that? Okay.
We had that. We tested that too for a couple of probably like a week, maybe. Having a setter in there and calling them. A lot of people didn't answer the phone, like 90% of the people, which I know, obviously, we could have done a way better job, like with nurture sequences and multiple touch points. But we zapped them into call tools inside of a predictive dialer, and we would just hit the campaign every day. A lot of people didn't answer. And then what we realized were the conversations that we were having, because I was listening to the calls, and I'm usually curious to see who are the people that are coming into our world from ads, like, what type of person is this, right? Like kind of building that avatar in your head. What I realized was 100% of the people that were coming in had no money, were broke, were like working like 9 to 5.
And like, was this free?
At McDonald's.
Was it free for them? Here's the thing. I would do a 5 clients in 5 days challenge and make them pay $47 for it or $27 and then you lead them in. and you run it once every 2 weeks. And that's what I would personally do, because I run other challenge funnels.
To that, right?
What?
And then run ads to that, you're saying?
Yeah, dude, you got to get people to pay for it, because if it's free, dude, your show rates are 15. Problem. Yeah, the 15% is because it's free. If you had them pay $27, $37 for it, it's going to go up to 35-40% show rates, to where you can actually have value conversations. Also, when you're able to give them a result during the challenge, it's sexier. Like, get five clients in 5 days or whatever it is, they're going to constitute a results-driven promise around it. Like, if they don't expect something by the end of the challenge, then they're not going to keep doing it. So let's say, right, day one is developing your offer and sending out cold DMs. Day two is cold email. Day three is this. Day four is that, right? And they're able to now close clients. If they even get one client, bro, they're using your services. They're using your software. They're using your fulfillment, because all they want is a quick win. Yeah, they could be broke, but it's all about result. It's like, if you can get them one client, dude, they're going to stay forever. That's literally it, dude. Like, that's it.
So, great advice, by the way. I want to go back to your funnel. The one that you said that, you know, you spent a couple million dollars, or you generated a couple million dollars on, spending 14K a day. Can you walk me through all the way? And I did this. I actually did a podcast with Tyler Narducci yesterday, which is great. And he walked me through his whole funnel, because I'm a funnel nerd and I like ads and funnels and marketing, and I just like to and that's probably why I bought your shit, because I just wanted to go through it, because you were so in my face with the ads, and I was like, obviously if he's spending this much money on ads to remarket me or hit me everywhere I'm going, something is working here. And usually when I see that, not just you, from anybody, I whip out my credit card and I buy all the shit, because I just want to see what it looks like on the back end. And I think people get curious too, and that makes for great content. So we're going to go through it. So if you can you walk me through that funnel, like landing page, OTOs, price points, AOV, like just like in like a high level scope. You don't have to get too much into detail.
So they come in for $27. The order bump is, hey, you need to be able to run ads to the low ticket funnel that you're getting. So here's my ad training on how I run low ticket ads. That's 27. So it becomes $54. The next page says, hey, listen, you could run the first three pages, but like, why don't you just copy my entire funnel for $57? Then the next upsell after that is, okay, you copy the funnel, you're running ads, here's how to scale it to $1,000 a day. That was 47. And then the page after that is, okay, cool, you can do all that, but what about selling high ticket? Here's my high ticket accelerator kit. Here's how to sell high ticket, the best high ticket products, my sales script, appointment setting script, all this stuff, so you can take all the leads that are buying, call them, and sell high ticket. That was another 57. No, 97, sorry. And then after that is, you can make money with ads all you want, but here are my best organic videos that drive traffic to my low ticket funnel. So here's all my viral video scripts. And that was 37. And then they go to a thank you page to book a call. When they get on
what's
the call,
what's the max out purchase if somebody bought everything?
I think it's 240 something. I think so. So like
your AOV was one.
It's 133. It's 133.
133.
So they end that, and then they go to a book call. The book call is, yo, we'll just do it for you. And that's $4,000 a month for 4 months. That's 16K. All
right, let's stop right there. How many people, what's the percentage of people that book calls?
Percentage of people was about 8%. And then the close rate was nuts, dude. Like, we close one a day off that easily.
Man, what's a high ticket item? You said 4K.
It's 16K. It's 4K a month for 4 months. So like, dude, if I just get one person to buy a week, I make money on the front end plus back end, and I pay for the sales rep commission too. It's like, see, that's something that's exciting. Also, we tested another offer, which works well on organic. And here's the offer is, I go on Instagram Live and I'm like, hey, if you want me to build your low ticket funnel, just pay me $10,000 one time setup fee. And then once you make your 10 grand back, then you get charged the second 10 grand. So it's a results driven 10K. It's an ROI'd 10K payment. So like, that's been fucking killing it, dude. Like that's been crushing on organic. When I send emails after that.
And you build the funnel, and you run the ads?
And we run the ads to 10K, then we get the second 10K, and then you pay a 2K a month management fee after it. So realistically, dude, it's like a 30K LTV if they agree to it and they get the ROI.
I want to go back to the funnel that we were going through. You said it was 8% of the people that book a call on that last confirmation
page. Yeah, so it's about 20 book calls a day, because we get about 300 buyers a day.
And then, great, by the way. And then that 8%, is that just self-booking or is that including?
That's self-booking. We don't. Okay, so here's the thing is that I can't raise my spend right now because I don't have enough appointment setters. We're hiring.
Got you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And then aside from setters, even back-end email automations, are you having anything in the back-end where it's like, hey, you didn't schedule a call?
Yeah,
you
know, dude. Email, email's doing well.
From that?
Yeah, so we do. We have a couple email like browse abandonment too where like they'll finish buying and then I'm like, hey, you forgot something and it's the last page. Book a call. So like what, like the 8% includes everything, like all the book calls because they're going back to that book call page where it's the thank you page.
Yeah.
So I always send them back there because it resonates with them because they've already been there. I don't send them to like a new Calendly link or something. They go back to the GHL thank you page.
Dude, you got to get a setter on there.
Yeah, no, dude, that's literally like what me and Casey are doing this week. We're getting two setters because we have three and like one of them sucked. So we had to replace them and like,
we just added a setter like 6 months ago into Dashflex. And basically what they do is every new person that signs up to Dashflex, they call them and they book a demo because we know that if you book a demo with us, we're going to offer you something at the end of the demo, but like a $9.97 or higher ticket product. And even if you don't buy anything, the chances of you buying from us shoot up like 50%+ because you spoke to a real human, you went through the whole process, you understand things more, you're more likely to buy, right? So we want to get people on the demo. That's like our first point of where we want people to come in with us. The second we added a setter in with the same amount of leads that we had, we doubled the book rate. Right. So we went from booking, you know, let's say as an example, 5 people a day to 10 people a day with not increasing leads or anything. Right. Just simply from adding a setter in place, because what we realize is people just want to speak to somebody. Like they get the SMSs and the emails, like they're all automated. People are not stupid. Right. They understand those. All those things are all automations. Right. So it's like impersonal. Dude, the second you add a setter in, it changes the game.
Yeah. The other thing too that I was thinking about, man, is that if you run a SaaS, why don't you just make a landing page that's universal for all these agency owners and sell them a template? Like call it something and sell them the best landing page template to get clients and they have to use Dashflex to get it.
Hey, real quick, if you're a marketing agency or a B2B service or software provider, Dashflex offers white label fulfillment services and software to businesses just like yourself. Go ahead and create your free Dashflex account. I went ahead and left a link in the show notes, or you could just go to dashflex.com. Yeah, we literally just yesterday released 140 funnel templates inside our funnel.
Yeah,
there.
I was going to say, there's a bunch
in there. Yeah. So yeah, they are in there. In fact, we took five of the funnels that we've been using for funnels that we built on ClickFunnels before we had our funnel builder, and then we moved them over into Dashflex, right? Mm-hmm. But that $17 my agency launch secrets funnel or my agency booster kit funnel, which is like a $9.97 kind of like intro starter kit for agencies, or whatever, a bunch of other, you know, we had proven prospecting systems, which was also a low ticket offer we did that was $17. We took a bunch of those. We took all the templates, like the actual funnel, and we dropped them inside of funnel templates too. So like there's a bunch of funnels that we have that agencies, coaches, things like that can use. But I want to go back because I'm interested. Like I said, I'm a funnel nerd. So 8%, let's go back to like the call where we left off. So 8% of the people actually book a call. How many people show up?
Dude, we're getting 70% show rates.
70% show rates, which is
because they bought. That's why. But then like half of them though, unfortunately, are not crazy qualified because they don't have a high ticket back end.
You asking the qualifying questions?
That's the only problem with those calls right now is that it's like not everybody has a high ticket offer and they don't have a predictable sales process. So like even if I bolt on low ticket, it's not going to solve all your problems, but they think it is. So like
you have like
let's say, let's say 18 people book, 12 show up and then six of them aren't qualified. And then like the other three are broke. Yeah. Because they just like spend a bunch of money on some other stupid course. So like three people are eligible to buy, three usually close. It just depends. But then some of them don't need us to do it for them. They went through the kit already and did it because it's fast and they just want us to run the ads. So that's just a management fee at that point. It's not the whole $4,000 a month for 4 months. It's $3,000 a month for 4 months. So like they don't want the whole DFY side. They just want ads.
How many the ads that you're running, you're doing them in-house? Like you have your own ads team?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
How many people are you on staff like at your agency?
52 right now.
Wow. And a lot of them, just I'm assuming a lot of media buyers?
We have strategy leads, account managers, media buyers, developers, copywriters, email copywriters. We have graphic designers. So it's very vast. About a good 5 to 8 of those people are SYA. So those are our Scale Your Ads events. We have 2 admins, 5 sales reps, and then me.
I want to go into that because I've seen ads for your event in
Miami crush, dude.
Or something like that. I want to go into that too because I'm actually curious about events. We did a couple events too.
Well, dude, the one in Miami was just last weekend.
I saw the ads. Are you frequently doing that? What are you doing there? Like, walk me. Let's just go through that strategy really quick.
Okay. So
before you go through like funnels and ads and all that stuff, like, what's the point of what's the outcome? Is it to sell people your?
So like, here's the thing.
There's always
an
outcome for events.
Yeah. So this is going to be a pretty like blunt, honest answer to this. I actually don't want to tell people about it because I don't want people to know that that's the hidden gem in the industry. So like, all I'm going to say is this, is that if you're a business owner and you're not running free events, like you're losing a ton of money. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Because dude, the event is free too. Bro, last year we ran events. We did over 6 million on free events.
All right. Cause I got to go through this business. I got to go through this. Cause we used to do events, smaller events. We did it in our office. We would bring, it was more private high ticket events, paid, right? We would bring, I think it was $2,500 a ticket to come. It's a 1 day event. We had, I think 12 or 15 people, right? Cause we have like a little studio here that with seats and all that. Mm-hmm. It was like 15 people or something like that. They would come and then they'd spend the whole day with us. Feed them lunch, all that good stuff, right? And it's just like a 1 day accelerator for their agency.
Were you
like
upselling them anything?
Yeah, we sold them into our 6K coaching program, which was Dash Elite.
Okay, so you got 30 people.
We used to have like 50% conversion rate because it was so intimate.
Okay, so let's say 30 people, $2,500. What is that? It's like $75,000.
We used to have like I think 12 seats or 15.
Oh yeah, 12 seats. So let's say 30 grand in ticket sales, and another 6 people buy 6K. That's 56,000.
Yeah, about 100K.
Dude, I can get 100 people in the room on free events. And last weekend we did $234,000 on a free event with 80 people in the room.
Dude, all right, let's walk through this. Walk me through the concept. I want to know. I want to know how you get people in there. I want to know what you're paying for the event space. What you're doing. Uh-huh. What the event is, what your upsell looks like, how you're sending people to the back of the room, whatever the hell they're doing, right? Walk me through the whole thing, just high level. Just go really quick through it.
So it's a free event. We run it to a simple lander. We run the ads, 2 months out. We're trying to get as many signups because there's a lot of stuff that happens before that, which is they have 2 months to watch my shit. So they're watching my content for 2 months. And dude, there's people who they become a signup, but they buy stuff before the event. So I'm retargeting them with low ticket ads.
So you're running ads to the event. Let's say you book an event.
Are
you doing it in different places?
No, we're doing it in different cities. So the best cities, like we're running Tampa, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Jacksonville, Atlanta, Austin, Dallas, New York. Those are the locations.
Let's go through like just the Miami one as an example, because I know that was probably – I think that was the recent one that you just did, right?
Yeah.
So Miami, you run ads to that locally for people who live in Miami, which is probably why I saw the ad, because I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So you're running that ad, and that is basically you're running it 2 months ahead of time, and you're basically telling people this is a free event if you're a business owner.
Yeah, if you're a business owner looking to scale your ads or run paid traffic, they go to a landing page, they fill it out, I'm getting $6 a sign up. I spent about $9,000 in ads to fill the room. I'm spending $8,000.
How big is the room? How many seats?
125 seats. So
and you're overbooking because people don't show. A lot of people register and they don't even come. How do you handle that, by the way?
Like, but I want them on my email list. I don't care about them coming or not because they're going to come eventually.
How many people did you book for the Miami event? How many people?
720 and 80 people showed, which was not a great show rate, by the way. It's not. It was not great. But we still pull money in the room. The last Miami event we had, we got 500 signups and 134 people showed up.
What do you do? Have you ever been throwing an event where more people show up than you can fit?
Yeah, we just grab tables and the hotel just charges us a little bit more, which is like maybe a couple $100 a day extra, but whatever.
How much is the event space, like the one you did in Miami? Where in Miami did you do it?
It was at the Courtyard Marriott. That was like 7K. It was like 7K for 2 days combined. So it's not bad. 2-day event. Yeah, 2-day event. Yep. And then we have like the upsell, which is it's 12,000 or 17,220. So those are our two packages. And on those packages, we do an ROI guarantee plus 5K if they don't get an ROI. Because my sales guys talk to them, build rapport, ask them questions to know if they're even qualified to be sold. Because I don't want to sell somebody who has no fucking business.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got to be a real business.
How are you qualifying these people to come in the room? Like, are you?
I have seven sales guys that are very professional. They've been with me for over a year, and they kneel down, they talk to people, they sit next to people, they build rapport, they talk while they go to the bathroom. They're just they're just doing sales in person. Yeah, they're talking. Yeah. To
So your sales reps are on foot at the event, and they're talking to people.
Yeah.
And the people that are coming to your event, like. Obviously, I'm sure. Are you asking questions like what type of business do you have? How much revenue? Yeah. Like, what are
so they sign up? People, yeah, they sign up and they get redirected to an RSVP form, which asks them your business, your URL, how much money you make a month, how liquid are you, do you have any partners, are you bringing any partners, etc. So we know before they show up.
Got you. What are these like? Are you seeing this like mostly new businesses that are signing up?
I would say if I get 100 people in the room, 30 of them to 40 of them run a real business. The other 60% are just learners and people who are trying to get off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. That's usually what we get a lot. Yeah. And even signups at DashFix, we get like even maybe higher actually. Maybe like 80% of like newbies and like 20% that are like real agencies that have like 10, 15, 30 clients, right? Stuff like that. All right, so you run it, and then at the end of day two, you're pitching, or are you pitching at the end of day one?
I pitched before launch, day one, and then at the end of the day, day one.
Before lunch, you said day
bro,
one.
Bro, yeah, bro. We'll get – you. So we offer stack. So the first day they show up, before launch, I pitch. I have a guest speaker who pitches for me. End of day one, I pitch again, and I add bonuses. So we pitch the package with the ROI guarantee before launch. Then at the end of day one, we're like, hey, listen, we told you an ROI guarantee, but I was wrong. It's actually that plus 5K on top if we don't make your money back. That scoops up more people. Then before launch, at the end of day two, well, before launch, day two, I then say, hey, listen, I messed up again. You're going to get on a podcast with me, and we're going to fly you in for a one-on-one private session with me. That gets a shit ton of people. Wow. Then after that,
and you're
at
doing
the end,
that, you're flying them in. And,
yes, bro. And the offer's insane. So then
and
at the end of day two.
That's for the 17K package, I'm assuming, the higher one?
At the end of day two, then, I also add more bonuses. You're also going to get three partner posts of me on Instagram from the one-on-one session that we do in person because someone's going to record it. And that's you're going to get to – dude, and you're going to get to come to a mansion tomorrow and we record your ads in person. Dude, I rent out a big ass. I rent this big mansion. It's big Airbnb. It's like $5,000 a day. I get all these business owners to come over. I have my videographer do the scripts and film their ads in person. And now they're activated. Like, dude, it crushes, bro.
And what I've been running ads for a long time. Not everybody wins. You're never, you know, like, what do you do with the people that don't legitimately make back an ROI? Are you just like, fuck it, I'll work for free until we do? Or like, how do you handle that scenario? Dude, the reality is not everybody's product is great. Service is great. Like, you know what I mean?
We have conditions. Yeah. We have conditions in their agreement of like, hey, if you don't call the leads, you're not getting your ROI guarantee and refund. There are disclaimers.
That's what I want to know. Like, how are you handling the guarantee? Because guarantees are done in different ways.
Yeah. So also like, man, here's the thing. We're going to know within the first month if you're going to even be a good client. So if all hell breaks loose, we just refund you your first month and we just break our ties.
Yep.
So that I don't go the whole 6 months and waste all my time and have to give you $20,000 back.
Let me better understand the offer, actually. So it's 17. I give you $17,200 or whatever it was. What am I actually getting for that?
So you're getting 6 months of ad management, where we bolt onto your business, we build your funnel, we help you with your offer, your creatives, we launch your ads for 6 months.
You're doing it all. Done for you. We're building your whole funnel, running all your ads. You're shooting their videos, creating graphics. You're doing all that stuff?
Yep. And then here's the thing too, is that they go to the house or whatever. They're recording their ads. Now we're pitching them again. So they're at the Airbnb. We're recording their ads. And then we're like, hey, listen, don't you have friends that live in the area? Invite them over and we'll sell them and we'll give you $500 back right now. So now they're there. Okay. They're one text away from their friends. Like, yo, come over. Like, you got to work with this ad guy. Like, Wojo's a beast. They walk inside the house. They sign the agreement. We literally give them $500 back. We just refund it there through my Stripe. And then they're a new activated client. So now I'm getting more clients from referrals. Dude, it's freaking disgusting.
I love that.
Because it's local. So their friends are all local.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's...
And I live in Fort Lauderdale. Like, I get it. Like, people, like, especially for, like, you talk about, like, mansions and, like, stuff like that. Like, hey, I'm at this crazy mansion. Come over.
Yeah, and, dude, like, if they record ads at a mansion, their conversion rates go up. They're going to make money.
And most of the businesses that you work with, is it more so, like, coaching-style stuff?
It's more so high ticket because I can make their money back. Like, for example, dude, a guy signed up at the event, and he helps HVAC business owners with their financial modeling. His beginning package is $16,000. I just got to get him one client.
Yeah.
Is for that 6 months.
Most like for everyone you work with is high ticket.
What?
I said everyone you work with is high ticket selling some type of high ticket either service or coaching program. You don't really work with like products, right? Not many like
e-com. I mean, e-com we do, but they got to have proven revenue. Like we sold a guy at the event and he was making $50,000 a month already. I'm like, dude, easy. Just come on.
Okay.
Because all we got to do for him is bolt on email, and he makes his money back within a month.
I was literally just thinking the whole back-end system,
Like, dude, that's all we're doing is finding the low-hanging fruit in the business and just hiking it. Like, we also did something with him where we're like, dude, put a phone number at the top, and we're going to hook up a call center. You're going to make more money. There you go. Done. Next. And then we're just doing that, and we're just providing them results, and they just can't leave.
All right. So we – all right, because I'm taking – this is a lot to take in. This is a great episode. So we went through your whole funnel – fucking $17,000 a day you're spending on ads, and what's the average return on that?
So it's $14,000 a day, and that's a mix between low ticket and high ticket and events. So I want to give you context. About $9,000 a day we spend on low ticket, another three-ish we spend on book calls, and then the other $1,500 a day is events. So as far as return, I mean, dude, we're doing about $25,000-$30,000 a day. So it's
And but by the way, booked calls is a remarketing campaign from your audience already. Like you're just
we do retargeting plus a little bit of cold traffic to the best audiences that we find through Hiro. So we find the best ad sets through Hiro. So then we run that.
We just literally signed up to Hiro last week.
I'm telling you right now, that is going to change.
Is it legit? It does, right? Because I'm already seeing. You know, we had a problem running ads. I don't know how the hell I've been running. We were using Segmetrics before. It was garbage. It didn't work good. It wasn't tracking properly. It was like all of our Stripe products were coming in weird. So we couldn't get like proper tracking. We had to like still do manual shit, and I'm paying so I don't have to do the manual shit, right? I want like just to log in and see my stuff. Like how accurate has Hiro's been for you? Cause I've been using it for a week, so I don't have a lot of data to tell. Spot on.
Bro, it's 90% attribution. It does scientific LTV. It does last click LTV, first click LTV. I'm telling you right now, you're going to find out what ads actually make the most money. And
I've only been doing it for a week. So would you say like you got to give it data, right?
I would say within 6 weeks. Yeah, dude, within 6 weeks, you're going to know what's working. Within 6 weeks, let it run for 6 weeks. Don't touch it before then.
Yeah, we have a lot of we run ads for Dashlex. We have a model where we're doing very simple model. Most people run it, but we're doing a cold bucket, warm bucket, hot bucket, then remarketing. So we have like these four campaigns that we run, and then cold bucket is just straight up video views, getting people warmed up, brand awareness, stuff like that. Warm bucket is remarketing from people who watch like 50% of those videos or engage in our ads, visited our page, website, shit like that. Yeah. And then, obviously it keeps going down. You get the rest. Like hot is just straight direct response. Remarketing is remarketing, right? So like for us, we have to wait a long time. Also for our business model, people who come into Dashlex do not buy on day one because it's not like we're running ads to like a course or a program or something like that, right? They want to speak to us. They want to do a demo. They have to transfer their clients over. It's a, it's a little bit more of a longer cycle. So for us, definitely it's going to take time. I want to get into some fun stuff before we close out here. I see that you just recently bought a Bentley. I think Bentayga. What's it?
What's it called? It's a Bentley Bentayga.
Bentayga. Yeah. Do you like it?
Dude, it's so sick. Plus, it was a tax write-off because it's a 6,000-pound vehicle. This is the last year you could do it, by the way. They decreased it from 100% deductible to 80%. So well,
how many car? I'm a car person. I've had many exotic cars. I currently drive a Huracan, a Lamborghini Huracan. I had the Gallardo before that. I also have AMG Mercedes. I just bought it like literally, I don't know, a month ago, not even. AMG GT53 Mercedes, sick. Which is awesome. Four-door, love it. Matt, what's your favorite car? I know you. I think you had a McLaren too, right?
Yeah, I got my McLaren GT and then a 570S. I really like the GT. It's very clean. I'm about to get an Aventura, wherever the hell they call that new one. It's like a new beta car. It's called an Aventura or Aventure, whatever the hell it is. But like
for McLaren?
Yeah, McLaren. Yeah. I mean, dude, I think McLarens are nicer than all the other cars I've had because they're very like exclusive. Like you get like, dude, if I drive in Miami, that's all I see are Lambos.
I
wanted something that no one rapped about in music videos. I was like, yo, like, what do people not talk about? Let me get a McLaren. Yeah. But dude, like the Bentley's very clean. It's very comfortable. The massage seats are nice.
Yeah.
It's also very classy, dude. Like when I have my team with me, it's a very professional. It sets the tone. It's not this like flashy thing. The Urus ain't bad, but I think it was a bad idea, dude. That's a bad look. I just can't do it, dude. The Urus is ugly. Like they tried to do an SUV. Stupid idea. Just stick to the sedans. I just don't get it, dude. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I was like, gonna do a Urus when instead of getting the Mercedes, and I just didn't want another Lamborghini. I've had the Gallardo. I have this. I don't want another.
Yeah, dude. Those are nice cars. I just think the SUV is a weird move with a sports car company. You're just trying to stretch it. Like they're just trying to get more market share. But like, dude,
over. Everybody is Huracans, by the way, in South Florida. It's like I see it driving by every day. It's nuts. And that's probably the reason also why I didn't get it. Like the Lamborghini that I have a Huracan. It's blue with beige interior, so it's like, and it's convertible. It's a beautiful, beautiful color combo. But I've had it for almost 3 years now, so I'm due for a swap. And I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm not sure. All right, man. Dude, this was a hell of an episode. And you are – I know you said right now you're in Orlando going back to Tampa. Where do you see yourself? Like what's happening with Wojo Media in the next 6-12 months? Like any big things that are just going to be like, dude, this fucking like event thing, I'm going to blow it up. Like what's like that thing?
Biggest thing right now is that I just replaced myself as CEO, so I no longer run Wojo Media. I'm just the owner. Casey runs that. And right now I'm focused on SYA, which is the events, because makes more money. SYA is crushing it. We're going to get a whole entire office, a home base in Tampa, where I can host more salespeople, where I can host appointment setters, more leadership, more admins, more overall leadership roles and managers. And then just start building infrastructure to be able to scale. So that's the next piece for us. Now I'm shopping office spaces and like that's a whole shit show. So that's the next piece for us is getting a home base, whole building. I'm not sharing it with nobody. And then also what we're going to do is we're going to have a top floor, which is all management. And then bottom floor is going to be all trainings. So all the people who buy from events, they can come downstairs and we just keep pitching them and selling them things like sales training, come to our workshop. You know, leadership workshop, come to our building. Like that's where the whole bottom floor is going to be, this whole event kind of space like underneath.
Anik?
Anik is awesome.
He's coming on our podcast, I think, next week. Good friend of mine. He was actually one of the speakers at the Funnel Freedom Challenge. He's done webinars with us. So his concept is pretty cool. Very similar to that. I have one last question and then we are going to wrap it up here. I see you doing videos, lots and lots of content. I used to do a lot of content. I stopped for like 2 years because I was building this whole DashClick software and company, and I was just very intertwined with the everyday business life. Now that I've replaced myself from a lot of those duties and I have more time to do content, as you can see, doing podcasts and stuff like that, what channels have been the best for you, and are you monetizing your content? How are you monetizing your content?
So just omnipresence-wise, TikTok and Instagram crush it. YouTube gets a lot of high ticket buyers. It's crazy.
This is all organic, by the way, right?
All organic, yeah. So what we're doing is right now I just bought like 43, 44 TikTok accounts and I'm giving them to new editors. And we're doing like the whole Iman Ghazi method right now. Yeah. So they're recreating their own content. I pay them $7.50 a video and we're doing the same method that we did last year. But we stopped last year because of the fact that video went viral, me with the gym. I stopped posting because I was like, yo, we got to like clean this shit up. And then that video went viral, got 800 million views.
What video was it?
Dude, it's the video of me like talking shit about the gym. And it went viral, dude. It went all over the freaking place. And it was nuts. Okay. And then I stopped it because of all the stuff that we had to fix in the business because all the increased traffic. Dude, we like doubled our revenue in like 14 days. It was the most insane thing. Video goes viral. It was nuts. And then now we're revisiting it because we have better infrastructure right now and with the events. So we just put the links to all my low ticket products in the bios of those TikTok accounts. So now all the views, they're now going to the low ticket funnels, and now I'm getting free leads.
And is it the same video you're just republishing on 44?
No, accounts? Every single editor, I'm buying a TikTok account for them that I own. So they log in, they edit, they post their own stuff, and they're incentivized by video views, and that's how they get paid.
Gotcha. What type of videos are you seeing that crush it on TikTok? And because for me, I just started doing the TikTok and IG Reels. What advice can you give me? Right now, I'm just repurposing content. I'm grabbing.
Yeah. It's all controversial, bro. You got to be controversial.
Yeah, right.
Dude, that's it, bro. Like,
you gotta say shit that people.
You just have to say shit that everyone else is thinking that no one wants to say out loud. That's really it, dude. Like, that's all I'm saying.
And when you're creating the content, I know you have a video team. So is a video team just following you around and then you're just grabbing the good shit and posting it?
Yeah.
Is that pretty much what it is?
Yeah, that's really it. Yeah, and they just put it in a Google Drive. We throw it in the group chat with 40 editors and then they're just like excited. So they grab the link and they just start clipping it. I love it. The videos, like, dude, it's so systemized to where, like, let's say if we were in person right now and we did this podcast, you're going to see an edited video by tonight. Like, that's how fast it is. I throw the Google Drive link in there. Dude, there's 40 fuckers in there downloading it and doing it.
I love that, man. All right, man. We'll wrap it up here. This was a super fire podcast. Jason Wojo from Wojo Media. I know you're here somewhat locally in Florida. So hopefully next time I see you, it'll be face-to-face. We'll hang out, grab some drinks, and have some fun, dude. But where, if anybody wants to find you or follow you, where's the best place?
Yeah, Instagram is at the Jason Wojo. I'm also on YouTube, LinkedIn, Threads. And then if you want to build your own low ticket funnel, go to lowticketstarterkit.com/info and you can grab that today for $27.
Love it, brother. Hey, man, thank you so much. Thanks for the time and we'll see you on the next run.
Yeah, peace.
Hey, do you want more of the Behind the Revenue podcast? Look, join our private Facebook group where marketing agencies from all over the world are sharing strategies, network, and scale their businesses together. Visit facebook.com/groups/dashclicks to get instant access. And also, if this podcast helped you in any way, please do me a favor, share it with friends, leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify. That really helps build our community.